And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. Remember, you can always catch us online as well, huskerradio.com. On the free KODY mobile app, you can download in the Google Play or the iTunes App Store, or ask your Google Assistant or Amazon Alexa to play KODY, and they'll connect you right here to 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Joining us in the studio now is Peggy Orr. We're discussing this year's Life Chain events. So, Peggy, thank you so much for taking some time for us today.
Yeah, thank you, Tristan. We really appreciate the opportunity to speak on KODY AM radio.
Always glad to talk about the Life Chain event, and it's been going on in North Platte for quite a while. But for those individuals who haven't heard about the Life Chain before, can you give us the Reader's Digest of what exactly is the Life Chain event?
Well, Life Chain is an hour-long peaceful witness of to bring an end to the injustice of abortion and its tragic aftermath. And the participants will be holding signs, which we furnish for free, and there's about 8 versions of the signs that say abortion kills children, the Spanish version, aborto mata los niños, life, the first inalienable right, Jesus forgives and heals. There's others.
Mm-hmm. I always love the adoption, the loving option.
That's one.
That's a catchy one.
Uh-huh. Jesus, Lord, forgive us and our nation, and abortion hurts women. Yeah, all of those are just a little different twist on you know, the issue, if you call it an issue. Hmm. Well, it's not only an issue.
Yeah. It's very
preeminent issue.
Yes, absolutely. And this is all about raising awareness, too, for an end to abortion. And the thing that I love about this, too, Peggy, is this also raises awareness that adoption is an option. There's nothing wrong with thinking about going the adoption route.
Yeah, there's so many successful adoption stories, like that one movie, Blind...
Oh, the
Blind
Side. Yes,
And, you know, Dave Thomas and mm-hmm. Wendy's, and he does wonderful things for adoption. Adoption is really a better option. Abortion affects all of us, because for every child, there are 2 parents, 2 sets of grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, mm-hmm. not to mention all the, you know, friends that are affected by it.
Absolutely. The loved ones are impacted by that choice.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Again, we have Peggy Orr joining us here discussing this year's Life Chain event. And Peggy, you've been involved with the Life Chain here for a number of years. Could you give us some history on the Life Chain event? Were you involved with its origins in North Platte?
Well, not exactly. I didn't really pay attention to this until, in the 90s, I suppose. Okay. But the Life Chain, I understand, began in North Platte in 1989 when it became nationwide. It actually started in Bakersfield, California, with a small pro-life ministry called Please Let Me Live. And that first year, they had about 100 churches and 7,000 participants. And then a couple years later, in 1989, it became nationwide, and now there will be over 100 million participants in 1,500 cities across the nation, and it's the largest pro-life event in Nebraska as well as in the United States.
And it's peaceful, too. It's pure silence for that hour, with the exception of the traffic that continues in the area. But everybody is peaceful and silently holding their signs. Some just sit there and reflect. Some stand there and pray, whatever you're comfortable with.
That's right. The participants are instructed to just, you know, not react to, you know, even the thumbs up. We get lots of thumbs up. You're not supposed to react to that. You're supposed to spend it in silent prayer and contemplation, because we're going to be praying for personal forgiveness and the protection of prenatal infants and their families, for medical professionals, for our national leaders, for news media, for pastors, for you know, even
everybody.
Law enforcement. We'll pray for them again.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that.
We'll pray for them again on the following, you know, the Sunday.
The following weekend.
You know, not the day after, but the next one. We'll pray for law enforcement, too, because, you know, life is an important thing.
Life from birth to natural death. That's what
right.
we're discussing here.
That's
and before birth, from conception, is really when that life starts.
Right. And I mentioned prenatal infant, and that's what it is. You know, I just read somewhere that the fetal heartbeat can be detected when it's only the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah.
I mean, just within days of the conception. So, I mean, just think about that. Think about it for an hour if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen a picture recently making rounds on social media of an ultrasound of an infant in the womb, and the infant is making the same pose as a child that's only a few months old on the outside of the womb. It's the same exact baby,
same
pose, and there's the only difference is that baby is living of this world out and exposed rather than living in this world with the protection of its mother.
Yeah, every person is such a unique individual created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, you know, the science has really, really come a long ways. I started in the pro-life movement in 1993 or so, and before that, I was adopting all the slogans, you know, my body, my choice, and, you know, it shouldn't be a political issue. It's, you know, we're Christians. But, you know, really, there are a lot of political issues right now, even mm-hmm. we've politicized sports.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's terrible. I mean, it's terrible that it's political, but it is a life issue, and life is very precious.
Absolutely. And I know you could speak to it greater than what I can, Peggy, but I know in my research as a pro-life advocate, I've encountered some individuals and some stories or articles, you might say, about the impact that abortion has on those mothers and fathers that choose to abort their babies. Maybe that impact isn't immediately, but it's an impact that occurs to those individuals down the road, and that's a permanent decision that is made.
So true. I've been to Washington, D.C. twice during the March for Life, and
I've watched
the Silent No More testimonies of men and women that have experienced abortion. And like I said, I've been there twice, and I've also gone to San Francisco to the West Coast Walk for Life, and I've heard those testimonies, and it's just heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion is just heart-wrenching. It's a heartache. I think everybody knows deep down in their hearts that it's wrong, you know? But then you just... you want to continue living a certain way, and you just ignore it. So, anyway, the life chain has always changing the subject just a little bit. We've always practiced social distancing because
it's always spread out.
We invite families and churches to participate, and people stand. They're advised to stand 6 feet apart. And the masks are going to be optional. Because it's outside,
sure.
But it looks like the weather's going to be pretty mm-hmm. nice on the 4th of October, first Sunday of October. It's going to be in the 70s with a medium chance of rain. I looked at the forecast. What's the weather going to be like on Saturday?
Saturday, it should be low 80s. And are you planning to attend that as well, Peggy?
Oh, I just heard about that a few minutes ago. I think that's great.
Yeah.
We're having is it an hour-long prayer?
I believe an hour, yep, around the public safety
for
building.
Law enforcement, yeah. Around the public safety building on Saturday.
So back-to-back weekends where the community can join together for silent prayer. How awesome is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that all life is important, and I think our law enforcement have an equal importance to prenatal infants.
Absolutely.
Know?
Well, and that just ties back to what I mentioned a moment ago. Life truly begins at conception, and it's important all the way to that natural death.
Yeah, there might even be some little guys that might grow up to be, you know, policemen and mm-hmm. law enforcement agents.
You never know that difference that baby could make. And adoption is the loving option. That's one of my favorites when we discuss the pro-life movement.
I understand that one of the nominees for the Supreme Court has adopted, she has 5 children of her own, and she's adopted two more. And
that's awesome.
I mean, it's a big thing in her life.
Well, and that just goes to show there's individuals out there that will love these babies and will take care of these babies and see them grow into successful adults and do everything they can for them. Mm-hmm. Love them as their own.
That's right. That's exactly. You've got that right on.
We have Peggy Orr joining us discussing the Life Chain here this year. And for those that have never seen the Life Chain in its entirety, Peggy, you mentioned there's been social distancing occurring with the Life Chain since it began in the late 80s. The 6 feet apart is heavily enforced today, but the Life Chain has always kind of encouraged that distance.
Yeah, and I want to stress again that we're going to be meeting at the corner of 4th and Jeffers in that parking lot north of the courthouse, and that's where we'll be handing out the signs, and then you just line up. Some people are going to line up in front of their churches or you know, line up as families or individuals. Everybody's welcome to participate in the Life Chain on Sunday, October 4th.
And it's just kind of a spread out as much as possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't know. You never know the numbers until you get going. But
I've heard, you know, there are Life Chains in 1,500 cities across the United States, and I've heard that of Life Chains that only have one person.
Oh, wow. And but it only takes one.
We stress that that makes an impact. You just never know. Mm-hmm. Your impact might not be noticed. I mean, that person might see you standing there and then not even think about it for years.
Yeah.
And then you come up, oh, that person was standing there supporting life, you know?
Well, and it might not click that day or even that month or year, but at some point that could make a difference. 20 years from now, 30 years from now, there's no telling the difference it can make.
That's right.
Peggy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, no. I would just like to invite everyone to come to the Life Chain, and it's October 4th on Sunday from 2 to 4, and you meet at 4th and Jeffers and pick up a sign and spend an hour just stressing the importance of human life.
Well, and the thing that I love about this, too, is when you kind of look around, if you're in the Life Chain, or if you can't participate, or maybe you run a little late and you get a look around and see some of the individuals, there's a lot of families that use this as a family event. You see a lot of mothers and fathers near their children spread out. Some are old enough to hold the signs, some aren't, but I always love seeing the young ones out there holding the signs too.
Yeah, and you know, this is a true prayer chain, and people that are at home or at work can also participate. They can just spend a few minutes or an hour in contemplation about the awful tragedy of abortion.
Yeah, and if folks are concerned about being out in the public at this time, I encourage you just stay home or drive down the one ways and see all the individuals and have a moment of prayer to yourself as well, because that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Peggy, we sure appreciate the time, appreciate the work you do in organizing the local Life Chain each and every year, and we look forward to joining you next Sunday on the 4th of October, and we will have you joining us again next week to promote it again
and
encourage a few more individuals to come.
Great. That's just great. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, including Cassie with the Chamber and Development Corporation joining us to discuss the renewal of the Quality Growth Fund. Have sports, full forecast check, and news right now on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.